Okay. Great. Well, thank you so much for speaking to me as part of the Journal of Law and Inequality at the University of Minnesota's blog. My first question for you is, how do you feel your University of Minnesota Law School education and your legal career informs your work as a legislator?
Well, that is an interesting question. I think that, like many people who have a legal education, analytical reasoning skills, perception of issues, the ability to separate the most relevant information from the less relevant information are all improved significantly by a legal education. I also think having a grounding in the Constitution, basic forms of government and principles, and the confidence to determine the basic legality or constitutionality or legal tradition in which a particular policy decision fits is, you know, very helpful, and of course would not happen without a law degree.
Absolutely. Great. One thing that I've always been curious about as I have been learning more about how courts and lawyers use legislative history to interpret laws is whether that's something that you consider during the legislative process in thinking about, you know, proposing amendments that might get knocked down and then that could be used as an interpretive thing later on down the road by courts, or is that secondary to just sort of the already difficult process of just getting a law passed?
I would say that is a very secondary consideration and comes up rarely. It at times becomes an issue if we anticipate a lawsuit will be coming or if litigation is pending in a certain policy area, in which case we may be careful about how we describe a particular bill as we're debating it and what language we might use. Maybe the closest example I can think of is that we anticipated we would be sued by pharmaceutical industry representatives when we passed an opioid bill that essentially created a special tax just for their industry. And so we were careful about how we described what we were doing in our debate. But that is always secondary. We're much more focused on trying to get a policy outcome and avoiding votes that will create political problems for us.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Furthermore, no. As a lawyer, I would say I think it makes little difference what legislative. I think legislative history comes into play rarely, and I think, as a practical matter, most judges don't care.
That's, interesting. Thank you. My next question is, I was wondering what you feel you wish legislators understood better about the law and thinking about your coworkers and the process, the legislative process. What do you wish... is there a lack of knowledge about areas of the law that you wish was more widely known by the lawmakers themselves?
Well, it's not exciting, but I think, here's what I would say. I think legislators learn a lot of legal concepts as they work, and they, for the most part, I find, are able to understand the basics as it applies to their situation. And we have a lot of lawyers on staff in various capacities who help with that. So a lawyer and a legislator are similar in certain ways, especially a litigator. You know the process in which you are operating, and you have to be very good at that, but you don't have to be the subject matter expert on all the topics that come before you. You have to be able to learn and understand them quickly. And a little bit of that is true with respect to legal concepts for legislators. They learn as much as they need to in order to address an issue or a bill in a meaningful way, but not necessarily more. So for the most part, I find substantive knowledge of the law is not a big variable between lawyers and non-lawyers who are legislators. Mm-hmm. But I think confidence in understanding quickly what the legal ramifications are or what the constitutional context is for a set of decisions, confidence varies greatly.
Interesting.
A lot of conversations starting with, well, I'm not a lawyer, but
right.
And then people go on to describe things perfectly accurately, but they don't necessarily know that.
Right. Yeah, I've even noticed that in conversations with non-lawyer friends of mine, that people have an intuitive sense about how the law works that maps closer on to the law than they maybe even think it does. So.
Right. And if we convince them that they were able to do it without us, what purpose would we serve?
Yeah, right. Maybe, yeah. Should say that more quietly. No. My next question just flips that around. What do you wish lawyers understood better about the legislative process and lawmakers?
I'm not sure how often it comes up.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of lawyers have a theoretical knowledge of how policymaking happens, and it is really divorced from the very human, emotional, interpersonal kinds of decision making that happens in the legislative process. And the legislative process has formal steps for making decisions, checks and balances, and so forth, in a way that is not formally different from, say, the legal system, litigating in courts and so forth. But they're all much more malleable and manipulatable than, say, the rules of court are. So there's no, the judge in a courtroom is the ultimate arbiter of everything that happens in the courtroom that day, and there is no such person in the legislative arena. The legislative arena is made up of all the individuals. It's like, essentially, half the litigants control the rules of procedure in the legislature.
Right. Interesting. So my next question is about, because this is the Journal of Law and Inequality, and it's focused on how the law can work to address inequalities in society. Do you feel your lawyer skills or knowledge of the law helps you do that as a legislator, and how, if so?
I do. And I think in part, I don't know if this is the right answer to your, or the answer you would want, but in part it's because I know a lot of lawyers who work on a lot of issues that affect basic fairness in society. So I know a lot of trial lawyers. I know a lot of employment discrimination lawyers. Mm-hmm. I know kind of a lot of people who are practicing on all sides of these issues, which gives me a better understanding of how the law works and what's at stake in a lot of the policy and precedential decisions in courts. So I think it is helpful to be part of the legal community in understanding these issues in a way that I think would be more difficult for people who don't have access to that resource. I learn about issues. I learn about things more quickly in the law that affect people and from an equality standpoint than non-lawyer legislators do.
Got it. That makes sense. Yeah. I guess kind of piggybacking off of that, you think I've been reading a lot about some of the sort of lawyerly issues, thinking about pleading standards and class action standards and things like that keep litigants mm-hmm. out of court in a lot yep. of ways. These are issues that, might not have broad understanding in the general population, but have serious impacts in terms of how people can enforce their rights. How do you feel your responsibility as a legislator is in sort of explaining these lawyerly issues to the general public, or addressing these lawyerly issues that might not have a strong constituency, I guess, but really have strong impact on the access to justice for people?
Yeah, I think that we have a role in the state government to make sure that our legal system, the state courts, are accessible and open, that our criminal justice system isn't unfairly balanced on the side of prosecution, or that our public defender system isn't underfunded and imbalanced in that way. And I don't know about explaining these legal issues to the public, but definitely we have a role in making sure that that the legal system isn't tilted against, too tilted in favor of people with a lot of money, or too tilted against defendants in court by a well-funded prosecution and police system. So we definitely have an obligation to do that. I do think having lawyers in the legislature who care and know about those issues is important, because I think while other people can get them, we can explain it to somebody, it is better if you have people who just have a natural understanding of the impact of these things just when they hear about the issue. So things like standards for class action certification, and what the U.S. Supreme Court is doing to that, and what, and realizing, oh, well, the states may have a role, or understanding how preemption could get in the way, but maybe where we could be creative in other ways. All of that, I think, is part of the role of a lawyer legislator to focus on, because it's an area of expertise that we bring.
Absolutely. That makes sense. Yeah. And I should say, I guess, I do feel the general public has some knowledge that things are slanted against them, but they may not understand exactly how. So I think, your answer kind of speaks to that, I guess.
Well, I don't know. I mean, yeah. I'm not sure that state legislators are the best tools for educating, or the best way people to educate the public.
Right. That makes sense. Who do you think would be better at that, or how do you see that role?
Well, I mean, I think these news stories, the media environment is way more beneficial for that kind of thing than
right.
Politicians, in the sense that people don't necessarily trust us, and we have a tendency to speak in jargon and kind of government ease or legal ease or political ease that is just not so good for reaching people.
That makes sense. My last question is just, what advice do you have to young lawyers who are interested in getting more involved, and especially who are interested in addressing inequalities and using their legal skills in the cause of advancing justice?
Well, there are all sorts of avenues for being involved, from advocacy organizations and nonprofits, or work directly in communities on justice issues, of course. But if you're interested in the political process, the best way to be involved is just simply volunteer on a campaign and help do the grunt work that it takes to win an election, which is how we confer power in our society.
Great.
There's no magic way to do it except a lot of hard work.
Right. Right. Yep. I've worked on campaigns myself, and it is hard work. So I definitely appreciate that. Well,
not,
thank you.
You know, like, glory, not all glory work.
Right. Right. Yep. That's for sure. Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. I'll let you have the last word if you have anything else you'd like to address, but otherwise, thank you for finding some time to do this.
I'm happy to do it, and I guess my final word would be to encourage lawyers to not overly specialize in their fields and not be involved enough in the broader legal community, in the sense of the electoral and political system that sets the basis sets the table for a lot of the legal issues that lawyers work on.
Great. I will take that advice to heart, and we'll leave it on that note. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Yeah.